Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've chosen my course. I'm not rolling over on my back, belly up to these scum. I'm going to fight them 110% head on. I'm going to call them out for what they are, a bunch of degenerate, murdering trash, a bunch of filth that runs our country. And if we just start calling them what they are and start getting in their faces and start getting aggressive, they're going to back off. But if you roll over, folks, they're going to go right at your guts and eat you while you're alive. Well, I just got the proverbial I'm not doing enough call. I'm sorry, Mario. I'll try more. But at least you've gone from the point of saying I'm making stuff up to being, okay, well, then we got to do something. Mario, the way we do this is we educate people. If they're aware of that government-sponsored terror is sponsored, then the globalists will stop staging terror because it won't work anymore. If we expose that global warming man-made is a hoax and that it's about a global tax and we have their own documents admitting it, then we can wake people up and then deal with the real environmental problems that we truly have. If we expose the fact that government is very abusive towards the children it seizes, we can make criminal matters of child abuse a local issue and have some sensible policies. But if we just sit here and suck our thumbs, it's over for our society. Now, I believe in humanity, and I believe in goodness, and I don't like evil. And so I am doing something that is probably not too good for me personally, but I don't care. I'm committed. But us collectively, all of you out there taking action, is good for you. I mean, the big joke, you know, around here is I'm the canary in the coal mine. And I just want people to realize the stakes here. This is not a joke. It's not a game. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. There are bad people. And the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was erected to defend you. It was erected to protect your property and your liberty. It's been removed now. The hedge is almost completely gone. Huge holes have been blown in our walls. We have enemies within and without, both physically, mentally, economically. I mean, we are overrun, and we could repulse this attack, but the time is fleeting. You've got to go to arms in the info war. I'm so busy, you know, ranting and raving today and covering information that I haven't even really plugged my films. I hope you'll visit PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I hope you'll go there and order 100 copies of Terror Storm. Give them to people. There's a big discount. Or just go download copies for 15 cents a day and burn hundreds of copies. I don't care how you do it. At PrisonPlanet.tv. You can download them off Google, too, but it's not very good quality. So I'd do the PrisonPlanet.tv deal if you want to support us. And literally, any money comes in here is fuel in my gas tank to fight these people. It's like rocket fuel, folks. You just fuel us up. I mean, that's all it is. Just envision it. Just a big old missile out on a launch pad. You're just filling them up. And we'll just launch. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. Liftoff. Another weapon launched against the New World Order. Yeah! I literally, when a new article goes out, or we get a big scoop, or we have an effect on the enemy, I literally just right here in the office go, yes, yes, because I see it for what it is. And by the way, the globalists brag it's military for them. It's all military. Their propaganda, breaking down the family, all that stuff on Fox TV and ABC and the rest of it, all to destroy the family. They know how to work us. We're going to come back and go to Wendy, William, Liz, and many others immediately when we get back. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us. I'm going to keep taking calls for another half hour as quickly as possible. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of news I haven't covered yet. But I did go through the tyranny timeline. So people know. And maybe we should parallel at the end of that article examples of other societies' timelines. So you can already find Nazi timelines, Caesar timeline. You can find maybe some Machiavelli passages. Oh, what mortal man has to go through over and over again.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Minutes into this third and final hour, I was just going to Wendy and she hung up. Wendy, I'm sorry I made you hold. I wanted to hear from you. It was a first-time caller, too. She had two people that disagreed in front of you. Call me back tomorrow, and I promise I'll put you ahead of the line, Wendy. William, in California, then Liz and others. Go ahead, William. Okay, William's not there either. Let's go ahead and talk to Liz in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Liz.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fantastic. What's on your mind today?
First of all, I just wanted to thank you for putting your neck out there and for talking about some of this stuff. I think a lot of people find it unbelievable, and I notice the way you speak, and you try to direct your speech so that you're speaking to young people, old people, all people alike, so they can understand it on their level, and that's commendable.
Well, really, there is no rhyme or reason. I just go off the info and don't even try to package what I'm doing.
Well, God packages it, probably. I just wanted to comment on what you were talking about earlier about people being, women being, you were talking about women feeling as though they are valueless the older they get.
Yes.
I also wanted to point out that in our media, it's definitely in our media as far as, I mean, I think that we need to be really careful what things we get sucked into, because we can all get sucked into it. I'm talking Harry Potter, I'm talking possibly Lord of the Rings, all these things that are intended to grab us and cause us to go into escape mode. It's a very spiritual battle. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, once you've gotten out of, most people don't even know about the real world, and so once you get out of escape mode and see the Matrix, I think it's okay to duck back into fantasy. Sometimes you need that to stay sane and you know, sometimes just disengage. But yeah, no, most people have never even gotten out of that mode, and so that's the problem. I think as a Roman philosopher said, moderation is the key. Moderation. But what else is on your mind?
That was pretty much it.
Well, I mean, my point is that Madison Avenue, women have always been vain, men are vain too, but Madison Avenue, I mean, admittedly, they teach this in college, is there to make you feel inadequate to then sell you products. I mean, that's their angle, the way they like to sell. There's, instead of necessity being a, you know, mother or father of invention, you know, hey, you need this, they sell things predominantly that you don't need. And they also build up these archetypes that, you know, that feel unattainable, so that you're always reaching for something instead of, they give you false values that a bunch of bling is more important than being a good parent, or a bunch of bling is more important than doing the right thing. And then, well, if you get bling, it doesn't matter what you did to get bling. And really, all bling is a joke. I mean, all bling is a target for criminals to come after you. I mean, and it just gets off into more complex issues. It's just from primitive, mindless, degenerate societies, and I'm not saying primitive is necessarily degenerate, but primitive, degenerate societies, it's all about bling. And then you notice even in primitive societies that were more uplifted and more artful and more, you know, into science, that they were going away from bling. Bling is just another symbol of massive decadence and decline. It is only a symptom of a greater illness.
I just wanted to, the box office and all these movies and stuff, it creates a false sense of if you attain certain things that they are valuable, and they may not be.
Yes, well, like the Bourne Supremacy, and right now making all that money, but I gotta tell you, I saw the first two, it's pretty good, and he's a mind control slave, so it's pretty accurate as well. That's why it's also based on Ludlum books that were based themselves on true stories, so that's why people like it so much, because deep down they know a lot of it's true. I appreciate your call. I know a lot of Hollywood people. I mean, I've met a lot of Hollywood people. I've gotten to know a few of them really well. And by and large, the stars hate their fame, and because I've met a lot of big stars that have been stars for a long time, and they can't stand it. And they just want to be left alone. They want to be around real people. And a lot of them are pretty sad. But then you look at some high school kid who just thinks of movie stars as like gods. And I mean, that's a lot of growing up, but there's a lot of adults who, they're like children, and it's just, oh my gosh, Hollywood. Oh, the only reason Hollywood's interesting to me is that it's so useful in reaching the generally brain-dead public. It's a very powerful info war tool. And it's also interesting to know Hollywood people who do have courage and, you know, who are willing to speak out against things. I mean, and markedly, you know, they'll be interesting people to say the less. I mean, to say the least. I mean, I've met a few Hollywood stars, women. And then I'm always shocked by it. They're more beautiful in person than they are on the screen. You would think, let's just put it this way, stars are stars for a reason. They have some type of aura, something about them, something unusual about them. Like, I never thought Winona Ryder was good looking. I mean, I thought she was okay looking, but it wasn't my type, you know. And I'm not getting off into this. It's an example. My type is my wife. But you know, knowing her, meeting her, being in a scene with her, getting to know Winona Ryder, and again, I wasn't even attracted to her, folks. I've gone past that point. My point is that just in person, she radiated life. It was just, she had a real, of course, she's pretty nuts, too. But the point is that you actually get around Hollywood stars, they are exceptional people. There's something about them that's why on the screen they do what they do. Boy, you talk about digressing. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
I want to say that you're doing a great job, too. And, yeah, I believe that people really do have a hard time understanding and growing up and staying children. A lot of people really just, you know, they listen to music and they don't even realize that there's a message behind that music. My question today is about the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, that ended the 133rd or 4th annual meeting, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know was the time. A friend of mine had a buddy come over, and he had this list of the camps and camp members and key to camp locations for the Bohemian Grove for the 2007 midsummer encampment.
Well, it was founded in 1873.
Yeah.
So that's 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then another 107. There's your answer.
Okay. And when did it occur this year?
July 15th to July 30th, first.
Okay, just ended. Okay. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting to see all these names on the list and find out who's in whose camp and such like that. So, thank you very much. It was very, that's what I wanted to know.
Tony, good to hear from you. Phil in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Well, I love how they wait to hang up till you go to them. Steve, where are you calling from today, Steve?
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Steve, where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Welcome.
Thank you. Listen, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's almost going back to feudalistic times because this Corey Rose situation where the press gang come and got him and then they shanghaied him and clapped him in heavy irons and dragged him.
Yeah, and the public doesn't know that Shanghai comes from a San Francisco term. They don't know what a press gang was in England, the press gang. They don't know anything. And so they hear you say that again. You can't even communicate with the general public. Go ahead and try.
Okay. Well, you know what I fear? I fear they're going to stick him like in a penal company and then ship him to the front. And then.
You know, I really want to hear what you have to say, but it's like your phone's muffled.
Oh. Okay, is this better?
Yeah. Did you put your hand over it? Or?
Yeah, I guess I was a little bit over it. But at any rate.
You need to start over. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I'm concerned about is they're going to take him and some of these other people, and I could cite examples where Army CID went into Nelson, British Columbia. I know you had that Lady Fogel on last week and grabbed a serviceman there. They went after somebody. His name escapes me, but he was in Toronto. These guys are like extra legal, you know, violating foreign sovereignty. But the thing is that what they're going to do is they're probably going to stick him in a penal company, send him to the front, get him killed. Then they'll come back and be looking at radishes from the bottom side up. And that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, yeah, look, here's the deal. People are confused by it. He signed up for 3 years. He spent more than 3 years. He'd been over in Iraq a year, been in Afghanistan close to a year. And then his time was up, and they said, no, you didn't read the contract. We can keep you for 8 years. And he said, I don't get a break. And so he said, no, I'm out. Then they arrested him once 19 months ago. They let him go and said, okay, you're discharged. He got his papers. He has those. Then they pick him up again and then let him go again up at Fort Drum. He said, no, I'm going down there voluntarily. I'm tired of this. And, I mean, you know, there's video of him, you know, at the airport by himself. He went and got on a plane and left. And then now he's down there and they're saying, now you got to go to Fort Knox and on and on and on. And for those that don't know, yes, they're making people serve. Some people are starting their fifth tours in Iraq. Okay, folks, five tours. I mean, that's never before been done. Anything else, sir?
That'll be it. Thanks.
Are you sure you don't want to add anything else?
No, other than, the listing that I got was like Fort Dix for those Chapter 11. I think they call them Chapter 11 discharges.
Yeah, but from where his records are at Fort Knox, and there, you know, they got Corey back in uniform, trooping around. Oh, boy. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Longs, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Find out in the next few months, the next few years, whether this was the fall of the Republic into a high-tech scientific dictatorship, or whether this was the rise of the Republic, the fall of the New World Order. If they win, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to go through unimaginable grief. If they win, you're going to go through a lot of pain. If we win, certainly a brighter tomorrow. Let's go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Oklahoma, then Omar, Alex, Steve, Will, and others. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I been listening to you for a long time. I woke up about 15 years ago when I lived in Austin, and you were talking about Waco and Oklahoma City and some things like that. But I wanted to call today and let you know, in Tulsa, a lot of folks are waking up and getting busy with some things. In fact, Wednesday night, we've got William Rodriguez, and he's going to be speaking at the Renaissance Hotel at 7 o'clock. It's 10 bucks a head. We've already sold about 140 tickets, and he's coming in to talk to the folks of Tulsa.
That's great. He's coming into Austin next week, too, I think.
Yeah, he's making a tour around Texas, but we were able to get him up here, and we're really excited about it.
Well, that's fantastic. Anything else, John?
Well, not a whole lot else. Just wanted to let everybody know about that and say thank you for what you're doing. And we've got a website called TulsaTruth.org, and you can check that out. I think we've submitted some videos to you and some things like that in the past. And we're just trying to fight the good fight. And
keep it up, my friend, and say hi to Willie for me. Let's go ahead and go to Omar in Michigan. Omar, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Omar. Brother General of the Black Panther Militia, I've been fighting the New World Order since 1990, officially, since 85, unofficially. Trying to educate people, and what I found out, y'all just a bunch of wimps, the majority of you. The women got more courage than you men to stand here and let the United Nations New World Order, Bush or whoever, tell you that they're going to do what they're going to do to you. And you're not going to even stand up. You're worse than a bootlicker to me. And you deserve what you get. I'm sick of you wimps calling in to Alex Jones. This man, just like Bill Cooper, done put his life on the line to raise you scumbags up. And you won't even stand up for your own country, let alone your family. That's going to be destroyed and put in concentration camps. They done experimented on you. They done did everything they can, killing you wholesale. I sat up and cried September 11, 2001, when I seen all them innocent, value-producing people having to jump out of windows because their own country betrayed them. And now you people call in on this information program and tell this man he's lying when you can read the papers and research it for yourself, like Bill Cooper used to say. Don't believe me. Go research it for yourself. Get them House bills and presidential directives off of the Freedom of Information Act for yourself. But you scum, not even worth saving. And that's my statement.
Omar, did it make you mad hearing that guy criticize us that we're not doing enough? He hung up. I know, it makes me mad, too. Folks, he's right. And I know a lot of our listeners are taking action, but just the general public. I mean, it freaks me out, too. I always think I've got it all figured out, and then I find out how dumb I am. I mean, to just run into hundreds of books and thousands of documents where they say they're going to kill us, and they're putting cancer in us and everything else. I mean, we're living in a complete fruitcake land. And I just can't get these people with all the, you know, baubles hanging off of them to even listen to me half the time. But they don't count, folks. It's going to be a small minority that is always going to change history. And I am a kindred spirit with people like Omar out there. I remember Omar calling into the show, and I know he's done some good work up in Michigan. I've heard about him. I remember Omar calling into my show 12 years ago, 11 years ago. And the problem is people that really do care tend to get stressed out and angry and wild. That's what happened to William Cooper, who did a great job, by the way. You know, at the end there, he was really freaked out and saw all the stuff coming down. And, boy, they went over to his house and killed him real good. They've told me they're going to do the same thing. I'm not even really worried about it, though. It's weird. Just kind of like a feather riding on the wind. I just know this. I'm not going along with these people, and I am not going to get down and lick their boots, and I am not going to get, and just all the people on Fox and CNN all painted up, lying, and they love the evil. I mean, it's just sick.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Answer is to get off the grid as much as you can, to be self-sufficient, and to have some friends and family and people you can count on. And remember who your people are. They say on this culture of death, that what matters is your people. And I want you to listen very carefully. I want you to get prepared with food. And the J. Michael Stevens Group with Stephen Shank, you heard on with us Friday, is the place to go. The oldest, longest continual company, highest quality, and just insanely low prices. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. They use food as a weapon. They use it to control you. They've said they're going to do it, and if we're going to have a recession or whatever, this is high-quality, storable food you can eat when times get hard. And it lasts more than 10 years. But tend to be conservative. 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com, or check out their banner on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, there's also Interfood. And I've heard about Interfood for years. Finally started trying it about 4 or 5 months ago. And now my whole office is on it. And it's just really good green food, the best vitamins and minerals from plants and from vegetables and fruits. Do yourself a favor. Check out their website, enerfood.com. And they've got coconut powder. They've got their green food, their inner food, their mainline product, their big product. They've got a special Arabica bean coffee that's also been soaked in these special mushrooms. 1-866-762-9238. Give them a call. Ask for a free catalog. Ask about a 20% discount with bulk orders for my listeners. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that. 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. Great stuff. Give them a call. All right, let's go back to the. I'm going to take 5-6 more calls. I'm going to hit some news I haven't gotten to yet. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in New York. You're on the air, Alex. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Well, first I want to agree with the last caller that, you know, I'm calm now, but I've been very angry for probably the last year, and he's absolutely right. People that know about it, they know about it, but then they're still like, oh, but, you know, I got to keep my head down or else New World Order is going to come get me. If everyone has that attitude, then we're never going to get anywhere. We all need to stand up.
Well, it's worse than that. We're not just going to get anywhere. If we have an attitude, we better keep our head down. They're going to be able to have their way with us.
Yeah,
see, people think I've got all this courage. It's not courage, folks. When some big bully's coming down on me, I got to fight back.
Yeah, yeah. It's just we just have no choice. It's not a matter of, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble anyway when the stuff hits the fan. But I was the caller yesterday with the Jabulon voice. I was calling about Bill Cooper, but you were talking to the mic.
Well, Bill Cooper's been coming up a lot. Okay, I thought it was some mean prank. Go ahead and do your... I had that Mason on yesterday about all the kids and the chip program, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't resist doing the Jabulon voice because of him. But with Bill Cooper, all right. I didn't even know about him until about a year ago. Somebody gave me his Mystery Babylon series, and then I listened to it, and then after I heard it, my friend was like, oh, you know, he's dead, right? I almost cried, but... his camp and yours don't seem to get along. That's my first question. Why is that?
Look, and I appreciate your call. I got to move quick here, sir. And I don't. It's not about me. Frankly, I don't like Fox News talking about me. That's why I sent my producer at the time to be on Mancow's Fox TV show, Planet Mancow. Frankly, it's gotten to a point where I want to reach people. I want my websites to be big. I want to have an effect. I want to have our articles be read, but at the same time, it's not even a cowardly thing. It's that it does nothing. I don't want some cult of personality. I want this to be about you being leaders, you taking action. And frankly, I don't like people asking me about Bill because I liked Bill, and I don't like having to tell you the truth, okay? I don't like on that stuff because I can't basically lie to you, and I don't like having to say bad things about Bill. Okay? I alluded to it with the last caller. And that is that a lot of people crack up under the stress of this stuff. And, folks, he'd been in Vietnam, a gunboat captain. And, you know, he'd lost a leg being run off the road by these people. And he'd been death threatened. They'd done all kinds of stuff to the point of he had to have his wife and children leave because of the threats he was getting. But can you imagine Bill Cooper, who's all about being super accurate and all about how he's the, you know, doing this? He hears this when he first started listening to me, I was like 22 years old. I mean, Cooper was only predates me by a couple years. And so Cooper knew who I was. Well, he always heard my name. And the Genesis Network asked me in 1998, you want the whole story? Fine, I'll just give it to you. They asked me to do a nighttime show. They said, your show has become the most popular on the little network. You got more listeners than all the other shows combined. You know, you're this workhorse. Would you like to not just do 3 hours during the day? Would you like to do 3 hours at night? And I was young and, you know, wet behind the ears, and they weren't doing it to be mean. They were doing it because, and so they put me on at night and made the other host that was on then get mad and think it was some conspiracy with me or something. And that wasn't Bill. It was somebody else. I forget who. Who was that? It was, what's his name? That doesn't matter. I just can't believe it. What's the point? And so I'm doing a show there. They didn't take that guy off either. They just ran me up against him because I had listeners. People wanted to hear me for some reason. Believe me, I haven't figured. I cannot listen to myself, actually. It's pure torture. I don't know why you listen, but well, the info is good. I know my info is good, but you, I guess you put up with the stuff I can't stand to listen to just to get it, which I appreciate. Don't think I'm on some high horse here, folks. Believe me, I just want to go fishing with a cane pole. I just, believe me, this is not my cup of tea. And man, Cooper goes ape. They put me on up against him at night, and he just goes ape. And he did some really unfair, dishonest hit pieces on me in 2000. But by then, I mean, his good friends that knew him would call me and go, yeah, I called up, or went by and he yelled and screamed at me. And he just lost it. But that's okay. People get crotchety and mean and grumpy and when their family's gone and they're getting threats and all this stuff. I mean, even before that, he sent out some alert in 98. I need help. I'm surrounded by the feds. And then the IRS is coming to get me. I need help, so I call Cooper up. I was on KGFK Saturday show. I was doing the weekday show by then, too, but it was a Saturday show. A lot of you probably heard it. And I called Cooper up, and I said, Bill, I want to help you. And he smart mouthed me, you're that young idiot full of baloney. And I said, well, yes, sir. But you say you need help. I'd like to have you on, get you some donations. That's how I've always been. Nowadays, I'm not like that. People give me lip or something. I just don't have time for them. People in this movement and stuff try to play mind games with me. I just go, fine, go do your own thing. Then they squeal and cry and flop around and never look in the mirror. But I call him up, and he gets real rude with me, and he goes, all right, I'll come on. So he comes on the air, and about 5 minutes in, he goes, my show's real. It's not all the beep, beep, beep that yours is. And I hit the delay, and he keeps doing it, and I go, Bill, I'm going to have to let you go. And he goes, fine, let me go. You sound like you had a few toddies. So you call in, and again, people say, you've got to answer this. I've answered it for you. It'll be answered again, or you never answered it. That's the thing about the Internet. It just keeps going. And that was sad to me because I liked seeing some of his lectures on video I had. I'd play a lot of them on Access TV here locally. I'd said, Bill Cooper's a good guy. I mean, I'm here to build people up, not tear them down. But everybody I talked to said Bill was kind of unraveling. And then they killed him right after 9/11. They just went out to his house and gunned him down. And he played right into their hands, though, isolating himself. You know, I mean, if the feds are out front waving guns around, or the local police, I'm not going to run out and engage them. And I understand he was just sick of it. And this stuff gets to you, folks. I mean, I've had friends of mine who were in this movement for 5, 10, one of them 15 years. There was an old-timer here that taught me a lot here in Austin. And he just went completely crazy one day. I mean, he went nuts. He had a breakdown. I mean, it'll make you have a breakdown, folks, to find out that everything's a lie and there's killers running things. And a lot of people who are scared, too, can't live in a constant state of fear. They you know, knowing the New World Order can come get them. And here I've learned a bunch of time that didn't matter and I had a bunch of calls. So I've answered your question. And so what happens is you've got fans of William Cooper who like him. And I like him too. And so they go hear a few old recordings and stuff. I mean, here's what Cooper did. It's pretty funny. He did some recording where he said, there's Alex Jones. He's taking, you know, he's getting the nomination. He's taking the podium. Yes, it's Alex Jones. He's won the BSer Award of the Century. Oh, he's wearing beautiful, I can't even say it. He said I was wearing ruby, you know, what hangs from your breast, baubles. It's just ridiculous. I mean, he had a really entertaining show. My show's not so much entertainment like him. And what he did, that was very, very dishonest and very, very, very bad. He took, because of whatever reason, jealousy probably. See, I'm not in this for that, so that stuff doesn't affect me. I actually don't like it. He he took like 8 hours of broadcast and edited them together on a computer. And I've told this story many times. And those recordings of that day are out on the web of my show. People went and heard it and were disgusted with Bill for doing it. But ABC News announced a missile had been fired from Russia. And a caller called in. It was December 31st, 1999, about to roll over into the new millennium. Wasn't really, but that's 2001, but they told you, so I guess it was. We went along with that delusion. And we're like, everything's fine. Nothing big or bad happened. The last few months, I'd figured out it was a scam. Was saying I didn't think anything would happen. And so I did that. And then I did Michael Trudeau's show next, and then I did the next show, and I did the next show. I'd come in with news. But I was on my own show, or I think Trudeau's show had started, and a caller calls in and says, they just announced a missile's been fired. And I said, I'll go to music. I'll go see if that's true. And TV's on in the other room. Flip over to ABC, and they're saying, yeah, missile's been fired. We're going to check on it. And they said, oh, no, because the Russians were at NORAD. They said it was only a scud in Chechnya. I walked back in. I said, no problem. And then Trudeau jokes around, oh, missile's been fired, we're all dead. And we laugh, go, no, folks, it's nothing. Well, Cooper didn't. He took that and he edited that together. With me in an hour before going, you know, AP reporting, a nuclear power plant is having problems. And he snipped together like 8 hours of stuff to make it sound like I was saying Russians had fired missiles out of nowhere and get ready for total death and we're all dead. And I did this as an Orson Welles, War of the Worlds, and it was all done. And all he did was give me his entire audience. That's another thing. Whenever people attack me, I don't ever respond back. In fact, I haven't even talked about Fox News attacking Ron Paul in my name. Most people would just relish, oh, they're talking about me. Oh, let's hear the clip. But, I mean, it's up on prisonplanet.com if you want to see it. Well, I mean, what is even the point? I said I'd play it. Maybe we should. Hey, John, maybe in the last segment, I know it's in two different parts, or can you find it and cue it up where they just start talking about Ron Paul coming on my show, and then they go to commercial and come back and just, I mean, all together, that's about a minute and a half. Can you cue that up, those two together? Just the end of the first clip and maybe the first or the second clip, or I don't know how you have it. I promised I'd do that, and I've forgotten now, and I said I had all this other news, but caller calls up with this thing. Who's the caller that disagrees? You just told me somebody disagrees. Okay, I got to skip everybody and go to him. Hal in Florida, go ahead.
Are you there, Alex?
Yes, Lordship. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex. Here's what I disagree on. You used the word brain dead a little bit ago about people being brain dead. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is not so much brain dead.
They're hypnotized.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the problem is not so much being brain dead, but brainwashed from day one. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. Our people, from the time they were kids, were taught, there's a Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Mother Goose, Tooth Fairy, Alice in Wonderland, Alice in Wonderland, and all that kind of stuff. But most of this stuff boils down to two things. Truth or lies, good or evil. Not so much brain dead, but just being totally brainwashed all the way. And I think everything in your program from the people that's been talking to you have pretty much verified in what they were saying, but maybe just didn't realize it.
No, I agree. I mean, I use the term brain dead, and brain dead would mean they were dead or that their brain wasn't functioning at a higher level. No, I agree. It is brainwashing. It is conditioning.
Right. In other words, you got things like credit cards or real money or Federal Reserve, for instance. You got all sorts of things that are actually contradictory. And the idea being that one is what you've been taught and one is what is real.
No, you're right. We're living in a fantasy land. And
we're living in a fantasy land. That's exactly it.
But let me get your take on Bush now signing PDD 51 and openly saying he's above the Congress and literal God Emperor.
Well, it's just like the whole government. Is it government by the people, or is it a lie? You see what I mean? It's easy to understand once you make the difference between truth and lies, good and evil.
Well, no, I agree, and I think in a way this is good that they're being out in the open, because now they're out in the open about it.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what people need to be, I'll say, I use the term unbrainwashed, and I think that's what you're doing. But there is a big difference between being brain dead and brainwashed, and I think brainwashed from day one is the real problem, and you're the man to make that difference as far as explaining that. I'm not the one to explain.
Oh, you're very eloquent, sir, and we appreciate your call, Hal. I'm going to try to cram, what is it, Steve and Will and Skip. A few more calls in. I want to play a little clip of this Ron Paul. I may not. I just hope you go to InfoWars.com and get Terror Storm Final Edition that's out now and make copies of it. Because this exposes how these murderers killed people on 9/11 and 7/7 and how they're getting ready to do it again. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
I'm going to move on because I've got health care, immigration, and other stuff that people want to know about. Regarding the conspiracy theory behind 9/11, I know that you do not believe that there was a conspiracy theory. However, you know this guy sort of supports that idea. So then why would you associate yourself with this kind of guy, considering your reputation as a presidential hopeful?
Well, just think of what it would be like if I could only go on the TV stations, the major TV networks, when I knew they agreed with me on all of it. All the major networks agreed with the war. That meant I could never be on any major TV network. Of course, I don't support everything he says. But people that I associate with, I don't endorse their views. They come and associate with me to endorse my views, or I'm just expressing my views. But there'd be no way I could be on television if that was the litmus test, that I had to agree with everything that they stood for and what they promoted. It just wouldn't work.
All right. Let's go on to the next email. Demetria Sumner from Garland, Texas writes,
or, you know, there's a whole other segment before where they're, this evil Alex Jones, so evil. Oh, he's so horrible. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in New York. Go ahead, Alex. He's gone. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You're not the only one that thinks you're living in a fruitcake world. When I wake up and read your site and talk to people that I perceive as intelligent, I think I'm living in the Twilight Zone, too. But here's my point. You know, if you look at the Rockefellers and the robber barons over the years, decades, they've had a plan that covers many decades. And I've been associated with many different organizations, tax honesty organizations, so on and so forth. I've fought the IRS for years. And one thing I've noticed that is missing amongst all of us is a plan that spans more than just the day or just the time you make a movie or just, you know, whatever specific duty or project we're working on. If we had a plan that spanned over a period of time and dealt with the obstacles, maybe we could change the younger generations that are now going through school now, going through elementary.
Yeah, but that takes a big, giant organization, and I appreciate your call, and that's easily infiltratable and controllable. And sometime I'll get into do a whole hour on that subject. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here instead of this craziness. Will in Philly, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I just got to commend you, man. You are the glue that holds this thing together. You introduced everybody to Bowman, Christensen, Griffin, McGovern. You can have all the experts you want on. There's one key, man, and it's the family members. They're the catalyst. We have them on our side. We have to grab them and harness them. Because that's what's going to wake the people up.
You're talking about victims, family members of 9/11?
The victims' family members. I mean, we have Sally Reaganhard. She says, I think we have to look at these alternative groups and these alternative people who are continuing to make films and bring their research to the public.
I hear you. We're out of time. And on the Ron Paul situation, 82% of Americans in a major poll, this scientific poll, believe they're being lied to about 9/11. 68% believe inside job. We are the majority, and we have the science and the fact. Fox News is about controlling thought. CNN's about controlling thought, keeping you on that mental reservation. Our government wrote Operation Northwoods. They should be the first suspects for 9/11 right there, because it's not our government. It's a criminal group. The Israelis admit that they have fake al-Qaeda groups. The Israelis admit that they staged the 76 deal with Idi Amin in Uganda at the airport. That's now not me. That's Israel admitting it. Governments tend to be, they're always the number one culprit. Statistically, it's them 8 times out of 10. Are there real terrorists? Yeah, there's a few out there. I'm sorry to skip another. We don't have time to get to you. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, here on the network. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 live. You can hear retransmission at InfoWars.com 24 hours a day, streaming, and also the free podcast there at InfoWars.com. And be sure to support us as well and our sponsors. Go to InfoWars.com, look at all the books and videos we carry, all the great materials, and get them. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, great job to my crew, the affiliates, the stations out there, everybody. Thank you so much. God bless you all. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.